on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
KLYT's ABQ Connect. Always glad to have you along with us. Hey, I want to kind of set up this next discussion. You know, we all grow up and along the way, there's institutions and organizations that, you know, at a cursory view, hey, that's a good organization. And I will tell you, it was a trip to Israel probably about 15 years ago for me that, the UN came up and someone said something very derogatory. And it made me, what about the United Nations? Do I not know? And have since, educate myself a little bit. And I think it's just a great lesson in general that don't make assumptions about maybe some of those institutions and organizations that at a cursory review, seem okay. Do your due diligence to find out what they're all about. I bring this up because we're headed to an article in the Daily Signal, thedailysignal.com. It's titled Inside CSWF. We'll explain that in a minute. Pro Family Conference offers alternative to UN's women's agenda, an article by Regan Campbell at the Daily Signal. And joining us from the Heritage Foundation, Emma Waters. Emma, thanks so much for taking the time.
Of course, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Well, in the course of our conversation, we'll kind of compare the differences between these two women conferences and actually give some information about how to find out more about the CSWF, which we'll introduce here momentarily. But what did you find as you went through the article, Emma?
So, Steve, I have had the pleasure of being a part of the Conference on the State of Women and Family, which is this side conference being hosted alongside the UN this week, a couple of times now. This is a project that Heritage and a few other organizations have really championed over the last couple of years, because like you said, there was this realization that the United Nations was not doing its due diligence to actually represent pro-life values. They have the Human Rights Convention. They talk about protecting the vulnerable women. And some of that work is likely very good when it comes to child marriages and so on. But when it comes to protecting the unborn in the womb, even unborn women in the womb, they have a massive blind spot, to put it lightly. And the same goes for the transgender agenda and more, where the emphasis tends to be on abortions or sterilizations or gender affirming care, rather than actually looking at what is good for the human person. So all of that to say, this conference on the state of women and family, it's hosted each year to provide counter programming for members of the United Nations to ensure that they're actually getting full access to the information they need to make informed decisions in the roles that they have representing their own nations. And the hope is to say that the UN may not be all lost, and there might still be these great opportunities that we can actually help shape and form it, or at least provide a counter message to some of the messages coming out of the United Nations.
Yeah, and I want to encourage, especially the female listeners, but listeners in general, to get informed. And I didn't do a search yet to see if the CSWF conference that actually we're kind of post there now. Kind of too late if it interests you to actually be in attendance, but to connect you with the website at CSWfamily.org, CSWfamily.org. Find out what they're about. They're a nonprofit organization you may consider supporting either financially, prayerfully, or with your words of encouragement. You can reach out to them, but have the site down in the event that maybe next year this is something you want to attend. But it really does kind of open the eyes to those like me, who for the longest time, I remember as a kid walking around at Halloween, going door to door, getting candy and collecting money for UNICEF. And you know, I haven't looked into exactly what all that money goes towards. But it, I think, I don't, it probably scare you chuckle. I mean, it probably scare me now, to find out what, you know, some adult was encouraging me to collect for. But just to take the time, to not be ignorant about these organizations that are really, whether we like it or not, part of our daily life. Emma?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's interesting. This Daily Signal article dives a little bit into how the Trump administration has been seriously considering a complete withdrawal from the United Nations and from these national, global institutions, because they stand so far at odds, even with what Americans want and believe. So as Grace Melton, who is a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, noted that even while the United Nations claims that they're protecting vulnerable women and girls by maintaining a position of gender equity, which is really just a fancy phrase to say that we believe that men can pretend to be women and go into women's bathrooms, you're actually putting women directly in danger and undermining the vision that you have set. So I think it's really interesting to see the national political conversation from the Trump administration no longer just being a sort of passive participant in the United Nations, but really putting the heat to them and saying that either we can shape up or we can rethink our entire relationship with you, because this is not something that actually reflects the values of the American people at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, over the years, the progressive or the movement on the left has loudly espoused their protection of women and women's rights and what have you. And, you know, if you walk through this article, you know, they're far from it. You know, you mentioned the transgender issues, and when you say men going to women's restrooms, I mean, we're talking about that in schools and in public places. I think including last year, it made a story on Capitol Hill. But it also includes those transgenders that find their way from a men's prison to a women's prison, and horrible, horrible things happening and women not being protected. So it is important that we understand these were, and not only the organizations, but often, you know, you'll hear about something like the government withdrawing some from their involvement with the UN, and someone in a casual conversation saying, oh yeah, like we're not even doing things with the UN, and not really understanding what, you know, what the reasoning is. So it is important that we understand who these organizations are, who these long established organizations are, and in spite of where they may have started or always been, how they may be contrary to those values that we hold dear. Any closing thoughts, Emma?
No, I think that's exactly right. And I think that's probably one of the hardest transitions from generation to generation, where someone like my grandparents' generation, for example, may only have a very positive view of something like the United Nations and what they remember it as. And so then they're still inclined to support it and not understand why other people are really rethinking our relationship with them. And I think it comes down to this point that you're making right here, which is that we must be diligent reviewers, diligent stewards of our money, not just where our own individual charitable giving goes, but where our nation's money goes, where our tax dollars go. And to your point, what used to be a good institution may no longer be a good institution, especially if we're not using proper oversight to properly scrutinize what they're doing. So I think this is a great reminder to me not to become passive and assume that what is good at one time is always good, and maybe what has been reformed is not something that now we should be giving to, depending on the situation.
Yeah, well said, Emma. Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation joining us, and the article we were covering, you will find at thedailysignal.com, the website for the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. The article is Inside CSWF Pro-Family Conference Offers Alternative to UN's women's agenda. And listen, it may be just a lot easier for you to look up Regan Campbell when you go to, she wrote the article. When you go to the website, do a search for Regan, you'll find her articles there listed there. But Emma, thanks again for your time. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Of course, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.